Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. In this video, we're going to speculate on what's going to happen at the next Westminster election in the United Kingdom. It's a fool's errand to forecast it when it's not even been called. We don't know what it's going to be. You know, it's got to be by January 2025 at the latest. I'm saying November 2024 it will be called. On the other hand, Sunak has just said he will not exclude the possibility of it being in July this year, which would be surprising. And for all sorts of reasons, I think he won't do that. I'm not saying it's impossible. The chance to have an election in July this year, I give about a 10% chance, which is a bit lower than, I say, believing it to the very last minute of January next year, which may be a 20% chance. And there may be an attempt to oust him. This would be one way to forestall it. His own party. Because I was speaking to a fair senior member of the Conservative Party today and saying, yep, there really are headbangers, trussites who want to do that. The moment doesn't look like they're too close to the 52 signatures to force a vote of confidence in him. But anyway, Labour's well ahead in the polls, but they always underperform compared to the polls, partly because either the younger voters have got very poor turnout. Moreover, you'll be required to prove your identity to prevent fraud for the first time, which they think is going to impact Labour voters are less motivated to show up with a passport or driving licence or something like that, or less likely to even possess them. Right, so the Conservatives maybe do a little bit better than the polls suggest, but I'm saying that it will be a little worse for the Conservative and Unionist Party than the 1997 election, which is the heaviest defeat since 1832. It won't be quite as bad as the 1906 election in terms of number of seats. It'll be worse in share of the vote. 1906, the Tories were it was 8 percentage points behind the Liberals, but hugely behind in seats. So there's not much proportionality. That a small gain in votes can be a huge gain in seats. A small loss of votes can be a huge loss of seats, or vice versa. You can go down in seats and up in votes, and or the other way around. But so this is what I'm saying. Labour's going to win a majority. Surprise, surprise. 326 is the magic number to get a majority of the House of Commons, and I'm saying that they'll get 410, right, with 42% of the vote. So not quite as much as Blair got, a bit less than Johnson got for the Conservative Party last time. I'm saying the Conservatives will be down to 28% of the vote, which is slightly up from where they are at the moment. Partly they'll probably recover just towards the end, maybe some somewhat good news right at the end. And 157 seats, they were down to 160. Six after the 1997 elections. That's a bit below. That 28 percentage points, that's in line with Labour's worst performance in recent years under Gordon Brown, 2010, when they were booted out of office. And remember, Labour didn't do that bad in terms of seats, which is just over 200, and they almost managed to cobble together a coalition. It had the SNP, the Liberal Democrats, the One Green, I don't know, Plaid Cymru, the SDLP, everybody who had to be in to get just over that 326 line. But remember, you can actually get away with fewer than 326, given that, is it 9 Sinn Feiners don't show up, they abstain because they won't swear an oath to their king. And the Speaker, of course, doesn't vote. If he is obliged to, then he'll vote for the status quo, just like the presiding officer of the Holyrood Parliament. Maybe come back to Hamza useless towards the end again. So the Reform Party, I'm saying they're only getting 6% of the vote and no seats. The opinion polls have had them much higher than that. But I think that'll crater come election day. This is a yelp of pain for disgruntled Conservatives. And people know the first past the post system, they don't have a prayer. The Liberal Democrats are saying they're going to get 13% of the vote, only a little up from last time, but considerably up in seats, up to 20 seats. Remember, they only won 11 last time. They've gained, is it 4 in by-elections subsequently? So good news for Sir Ed Davey, and maybe he'll stay on as leader. The Green Party, 4% of the vote, with the disaffected people who mostly voted Labour, and they'll probably just retain that one in Brighton and Hove, whatever it's called, Brighton Pavilion, but I don't think gain any more. Very unfairly for the poor old Greens, their next target is Bristol East, which is a safe Labour seat. Because Labour holds all the seats there. It's the only southern English city outside London that Labour controls. So they've got, is it 4 out of 4 constituencies in Bristol? So I thought, well, the deal that they could do is Green say, well, we won't stand against the other ones so long as you give us a clear run in Bristol East. Well, why would Labour do that? Cede a seat that they've won for decades, will win for decades? No, for something they don't actually need. They're not seriously threatened by the Greens or anybody else in the rest of Bristol. Well, the Green Party's got a significant presence on the city council there. So the Scottish National Party get 3% of the vote on a UK-wide basis. So obviously within Scotland, that'll be considerably down on where they are before. That'll be down to under 40% of the vote in Scotland, about 35% of the vote in Scotland, which would actually probably still make them just the biggest party. And as they're going to get 30 seats, there are 59 constituencies for Westminster in Scotland. So Labour will be quite a lot up. Labour will get up about 20 seats. The Liberal Democrats, you know, maybe five, and what was I going to say? No, six. And the Conservatives, well, we're lucky to get five. But Labour probably be slightly better than that, actually. The Conservatives would reduce probably one or two constituencies in North Britain. And as for the other parties, those ones are like Sinn Féin, the Democratic Unionist Party, the Social Democratic and Labour Party, the Ulster Unionist Party, the Alliance Party, most of the Northern Ireland parties. They, between them, obviously have under 3% of the vote. Northern Ireland's got just under 3% of the vote in the United Kingdom. Plaid Cymru get like 1% of the vote on a UK-wide basis, bearing in mind that Wales has got like 5% of the of the population of the United Kingdom. And so they get about 20% of the vote in Wales and probably won't gain any seats, stay where they are right now. So the that means Plaid Cymru, all the Ulster parties combined, we're getting like 22 seats. Okay, I was going to go to your breakdown there. Sinn Féin will get 8, Alliance will get 3. And who will get 7? The Alliance, because they've got none at the moment. So Sinn Féin, you said they'll lose one. They've got 9 at the moment, isn't that right? The SDLP, Ulster Unionist Party got 1. The once mighty Ulster Unionist Party. The DUP will gain 7. So which ones are you saying that will change hands next time and why? I know for Manor South Tyrone, it's always wafer thin majority. You know, Belfast South has gone from Ulster Unionist Party to SDLP. Belfast East, well, that was Democratic Unionist Party. The Alliance Party won it. The DUP took it back and so on. I'm not sure what else could change hands this way or that. So probably no great shakes there. So Labour probably romping home by a big majority. But the thing is, they can't quite believe it. Remember Blair in 97 said it's not a landslide country, that they'd win a majority, but not much such a huge margin. And the difficulty for Labour is, of course, that the Conservatives won by so much last time that they can't quite believe the pendulum would swing from right over here to right over there in just one go. But yeah, it probably will, because of the underachievement of the last few years, going through prime ministers very quickly, this constant infighting of the Conservative Unionist Party, sluggish economic growth. The few Conservative achievements, like a quite good vaccine rollout, I assume a long time ago, just not pertinent. Sinn Féin will take Derry from the SDLP and keep the rest. Alliance will keep North Down. Well, you can't keep it and take it, one or the other. And take East Belfast and Lagan Valley when Geoffrey Donaldson, how do you know he's going to stand out? It might be acquitted. The DUP will get the rest. Well, I think you're over-optimistic from the Alliance Party of Northern Ireland. That's that cross-community party, which is pro-union rather than unionist, saying communities were divided because Ireland was divided, not the other way around. Okay. What makes you so convinced the SDLP retains South Belfast? So that's my forecast, and we have to revise it in the light of more data coming up. But this is based on data and other factors. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe and donate. Goodbye, everybody.